Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Now, real quick, I do want to play a cut from former Jet head coach Robert Saleh. You are going to hear him wildly compliment Jackson Dart. After you listen to this, I'm going to explain to you why this is an absolute game changer when it comes to the future of the New York Giants. Take a listen to Robert Saleh.
He is uber talented. I understand why Daboll went to the blue tent. I probably would have went too. I mean, kid's good, man. He's a really, really, really good kid. I think New York hit on this one big time. He's dynamic. He's decisive. He's accurate. He's been a joy to watch over these just studying his tape over the last. Five starts now. So.
Wild compliments, and yes. I'm not even going to make any Jet jokes about Zach Wilson sucked. He would never run in the 10th for Zach, and he wishes he had Jackson Dart. Like, I'm not playing this because it's Robert Saleh. Here's why this actually meant something to me. I think that a part of why Mr. John Mara didn't want to ever fire Brian Daboll, whether it was last year or the year before, is this fear, a rightfully so fear, that the Giant job wouldn't be appealing if they continue to go through head coaches every 2 or 3 years. And I thought that was an absolute fair concern, even if it's not the reason you should keep a coach. I think that Jackson Dart is so legitimately impressive because I don't think that was coach speak. I don't think Robert Saleh was putting over an opponent. I don't think that's what it was. I think Robert Saleh was being genuine. Yeah. I have figured out Robert Saleh. That was a genuine, this kid is awesome. And I think he represents the next head coaches who are going to want this job because of that kid. And so I think when you're deciding about Brian Daboll's future, last year, the fear of no one's going to want this job, I think it's out the window. And yeah. I think that's a window into how appealing this job is going to be because of how appealing Jackson Dart is.
Yeah, and I think that's a very good point, Evan, but is the reason that Brian Daboll wants to keep this job.
Wow.
And so the thing is, he has something he can do about that. And it's hard because you don't know when the moments or the calls or situations that are going to determine whether or not you win a game or not. But sometimes Dave's just got to realize that every single one of these going forward, you can't just be flippantly saying, all right, yep, we're going for this one. Yep, the motionless we're going to go do that because I feel like doing it right now. Right? There has to be critical analysis in his coach brain to make sure he makes the right decisions. Like the Denver game, 3rd and 5, I think Jackson Dart is going to be a hero here. No, dude, do what's right. Win the game. And so each and every one of these remaining 9 games, there are going to be 6, 7 decisions per game that are gonna determine whether you win or lose. And he's got to be right on every single one of them. Otherwise, yeah. Someone else is going to be coaching his quarterback that he wanted here.
I don't know how many coaching vacancies there are going to be. We know of a few. Like, we know the Tennessee Titans obviously have a coaching vacancy. Yep. They're using an interim head coach right now.
Likely Miami.
Likely Miami, and we can guess a few others. I think that the appeal of the Giants, not just the market, not just the organization or the history, forget that for a second, it's the quarterback.
Right.
And what I got from Robert Saleh is that was true stuff. Because I think a lot of times coordinators, when they speak on Thursdays, they blow wind. You know, they're just, yeah, this guy's amazing. Oh, my God, he's impossible to stop. It's the old Lou Holtz joke. Lou Holtz used to, Notre Dame would play, you took his A&M, and Lou Holtz would say, the quarterback is the great, how do we stop them? He would always build up his opponent. And I don't think Robert Saleh was doing that. And by the way, Robert Saleh would run here from San Francisco to take this job. Now, I don't think you guys should do that, but I know based on what he said and the fact he's probably going to be a hot coaching candidate again, mm-hmm. I think he'd run on like, he'd run backwards naked to take this job. Because that's appealing.
Would that bother you, Evan, if Robert Saleh was a successful head coach with a quarterback you also could have drafted?
So, okay, so you jumped a few steps. Of course. Like, that's a illogical. Of course. Like, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you a successful Saleh would bother. Of course it would bother.
I think it's two different questions. One is the second part, a quarterback you could have
drafted.
But two, would it upset you that Robert Saleh is successful with the New York Giants?
Yeah, so Robert Saleh having success with the Giants would bother me. Robert Saleh having success with other teams would be a reminder of how pathetic this organization is. Mm. And I know you could say the same thing to him having success with the Giants, but like I think Robert Saleh can be a good head coach. I think he can be because guys need second chances. You know, sometimes that's when you really put it all together. Bill Belichick wasn't perfect in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles is a great example with the Jets.
But it's really hard. Think how long Todd Bowles, I mean, well, not long. The circumstances that Todd Bowles got his second opportunity.
He stepped in bleep.
Well, I think Bruce Arians grooved the road for him.
Yes.
And he's done well with it, obviously. But think about how long it took Raheem Morris to get his second chance at a head coaching job. I mean, it was 14 years or so.
100%. And I don't know if Saleh's going to go that quick to get another job.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I'm saying. So it might not happen right away.
And I think that Sean, you skipped a step because you went right to successful. Yeah, that would bother me. Let's just start off with the Giants hired Robert Saleh.
Okay.
I think I would probably laugh at you. That's probably what my first reaction would be because you, like many others, myself too, were uber critical of Robert Saleh, didn't think he could lead a team, and now all of a sudden you're hitching your wagon to him. So I think my initial reaction would be, hey, as a human, I'd be happy for Robert. He is not a bad guy at all. He's a good guy. So from a human level, I'd be happy for the man. But then from a human level, I would laugh at guys like Sean Morash and other Giant fans who probably besmirched the name of Robert Saleh for years.
All gas, no break.
Yeah. You know, and I control you with that question all you want. If you're asking me right now as a Giant fan, I would be pretty discouraged if the Giants fired Brian Daboll only to hire Robert Saleh. Hmm. I think that would bother me. Because in my core, I think Daboll probably is the better head coach.
Rosie, October 31st, 4:12 p.m. Just make sure you cut that so that if this does happen, we can have that clip for the rest of time.
Okay.
Just like the other clip that we have about Sean talking about Jackson Dart, which was played earlier in the show. I don't know how quickly Rosie can get that up again, but there was another clip that we made sure we caught of Sean Morash giving an opinion on undrafted at the time, Jackson Dart.
By the
I don't
time
like
he finds,
Jackson
oh,
Dart.
I was just about to bash him. I was going to say the clocks will fall back before he gets to it. He was struggling here, Ev. I was looking to the left. He was struggling to find a clip.
Well, he had it. Play it one more time.
I don't like Jackson Dart.
Thank you. All right,
do you think I'm running from that? Yeah, Jackson Dart's like the 15th quarterback in a row I've gotten wrong in the draft. So I'm good with getting that one right. Believe me.
All right. Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. JR in Somerville. Good afternoon. Happy Halloween, JR.
Happy Halloween, Evan. Just a costume idea that you could have done this year. Your favorite president, Abraham Lincoln. You could have put a Oklahoma City jersey on and been Abraham Lincoln / Chet Holmgren kind of hybrid, you know, if you wanted a convertible costume for this year. You missed on that one.
Yeah.
That and then let's get to the Giants, okay? This is a 9-week quarterback camp for Daboll, all right? So I think basically with his resumes, relationships, and all the college openings, I think he's going to go to college after this year, and he's not going to survive Black Monday. I think the heat really should be on Joe Shane. I mean, he should be banned from making a trade for Waddle. If I'm mad, I tell him he can't even make that trade because, really, he hasn't been resourceful, okay? He's airballed the 2023 draft. He's dressing three quarterbacks every week. He's not, you know, he's dressing high if the guy's not playing. Okay, this is basically a 43-man roster. I need for him to be more resourceful before I give him the ability to make that trade. We're up against it again with defensive backs. It seems like every year around this point, we're out of defensive backs. That's crazy to me. Yeah. And, you know, something where I think this day should be spent putting him on the hot seat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Not able.
I mean, JR, you're right in so many ways. It gets masked because of everybody's ire towards Dabes and the losses, because he claims those fall on his record. But the depth issue is it's every year we have this conversation when one capacity or another. And he's right about the quarterbacks. We've gotten used to the emergency third quarterback. You don't need to have an emergency third quarterback. And it doesn't count against the roster, but if you're going to keep three quarterbacks and you're short on cornerbacks, then you might need to reevaluate your priorities. And so there are a lot of teams that just have two quarterbacks. You don't need the emergency third quarterback. I know it's interesting because you paid those guys, kind of, but not really. And Jameis Winston is cheap. And Russell Wilson's a 1 year, you know, lint. He's a little, I don't even know what the hell you'd call him anymore. Just a backup. So Joe Shane deserves more heat. He won't get it though, because this team's not winning. And the team, it always goes back to the head coach when you're not winning.
I think that at the end of the season, when we are all sitting around talking about the future of the New York Giants, his name will be brought up a lot more. Mm-hmm. But I think over the course of a season, it's usually the head coach we talk more about. One thing I disagree with JR about, respectfully, is that he is the general manager for now. Brian Daboll is the head coach for now. And I have to treat the trade deadline as if they're going to be here for a long time. Because once I start to tie an arm behind the back of the general manager, then I should just get rid of them. Yeah, which is what Miami did with Chris Greer earlier today.
But what would be the objective of being aggressive at this trade deadline?
Why would you do it? Two reasons. So the reason I would do it and the reason I'd be okay with it is Jackson Dart is a young quarterback and you want to make his life easier. And giving him another weapon only helps him develop in his rookie season, where I think every snap and every game is important because he's developing as a player. And then I would also want that guy to be a big part of the future next year. So now all of a sudden I'm looking at my wide receiving room and I'm like, oh my God, I got player A that I acquired who helped develop Jackson Dart. I got Malik Nabers coming back. Cam Scadaboo is going to come back. He can make some plays out of the backfield. So it would be partially for next year, but a lot of it would be, I want to maximize Jackson Dart and continue to improve him.
Yeah, but to me, it won't make sense unless it's a guy who can be not necessarily a superstar, but a star. And how many of those guys are going to shake free?
I mean, we keep talking about Jalen Waddle, but is he a superstar? I mean,
I think he's on that second tier. That's how I would view him.
Yeah,
as
I know.
A so really it, good player.
Is it really worth it? That's the question. And I don't. And yes. I can't definitively say yes.
I would lean towards yes.
It would be intriguing, but he's a small, you know, somewhat of a slot guy who can play the X outside role. But he's not a 50-50 ball, you know, catching it at its height receiver, right? He's not Jamar Chase or any of these elite, you know, Ibuka. He's not one of these guys. So I don't know. I just don't know if those guys are going to shake loose that are going to be extraordinarily valuable this year, next year, and the years to come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.